This is the Ponca short story, The Orphan and the Bird Chief, narrated by Kinsel Leib and translated in Ponca by Henry A. Leib, Jr. Page number 1. There once was a young Ponca boy whose mother and father died.
Shenu jingawi iha iva dishti we don't I.
He became an orphan because he had no parents.
Uki winge iva di iha givinge ewa wahoninge aka mami.
Although he was very poor, he did not look for help from relatives.
Wahoninge aka wakpare tijima uikaringe.
The orphan went traveling because he did not have a lodge.
Wahoninge aka uki wingai ewa ugashamami.
Through great hardship, the orphan became strong and independent.
Nita tehi uhite ewa wahoninge aka washkantanga ahibyama.
One day, he found an elder who took him in.
Ombawi nyashinga no akipai ukite gre yugigre abiyama.
He called her grandmother and she taught him many things about life.
Wahoninge aka konha Vadaite Gunki ikonka idada uda bruga gonzaite.
Her lessons helped heal the very hard life he had known.
Ushka uda igine gigonai Nitsa tehi te ibaha listante.
The orphan grew into a young man who became strong and wise.
Wahoninge aka no ahibiga washkontanga wajinska ahibyama.
Page number 2. When the tribe would face great trouble,
Atan ponka katehi akipaiki.
It was not the leadership who the ponka turned to for help.
Ponka ka nikagahi ka ulunanji baji.
It was the orphan who was once the weakest among the ponka.
Wahoninge aka e washkon winge ponka gazon.
Who came to help?
Ponka ma uwaka biama.
It was the orphan who became the great hero.
Wahoninge aka nyashinga apta biama.
The orphan was able to walk freely and go wherever he wanted.
Wahoninge aka awagu dimali gonra te ega biama.
One day, because he was friends to all creatures, he called all the birds together.
Ombawi Wahoninge aka wajinga giyama bruga webai biama.
All the birds came together to hear what the orphan had to say.
Wajinga mabruga ule mikirai.
The orphan said, "Whichever one of you can fly the farthest in the sky, you shall be known as the bird chief."
Wahonge yaka biama. Awi wa pahonga monheke monshi wagi anki ijajete wajinga nikagahi anitanike.
Page 3. There were birds of all kinds, from the smallest to the largest.
Wajinga a jidanga jingashti tonga idi.
The birds all agreed and set off to fly high in the sky.
Wajinga mabruga I nahi.
As they started to fly, the wren got under the thick feathers of the eagle and stayed there as the eagle flew.
Gion hakakia ki kihaha jaka ikinaha hia mashakidi gunki hiaka.
After flying a great distance, the bird's wings became tired and weary.
Kashi wajinga magia ki ujela ahi biga.
All the birds began to fly down, but the eagle continued on.
Wajinga mabruga hide aki, vajahila aka pigude moshi giante.
When the eagle flew as far as he could, the wren flew higher.
Hila aka moshi pigiank ahi biga kihahaja ka pigude ahite.
Finally, after all the birds reached the ground, the eagle returned alone.
Gunki wajinga mabruga aki biyama, gunki hilaka hashi aki biyama.
The birds thought they were all there.
Wajinga mabruga aki.
But the orphan saw that one was missing.
Wahoni ge akawi shaitana aki bashi.
Page number 4, the conclusion. Wait, the wren is not here, said the orphan.
Nohebaga kihaha jama. Shaitana agribashi, wahaminge yaka abhyama.
The orphan exclaimed, "We shall wait for his return."
Wahaminge yaka abhyama, ilape ware.
After a long time, the wren finally returned.
Kashi ira paite, kihaha ja ka gunkhti aki biyama.
The eagle had been thinking too highly of himself.
Hira ka anhti kire kisirai biyama.
And was sure that he would be named the bird chief.
E ijajete nikagahe wajingate ari gonga.
The orphan said, "The wren blew the longest and was the last to return.
Ronki Wahonenge ka abiama. Kihaka ja ka egian te ehashi agri.
He exclaimed, Rin, you shall be known as the bird chief.
Abda, kihaka ja, vi ijajete, vi amitanike, wajinga nikagahi.
End of story.
Sure, enough.